USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. In an interview with CNBC, President Donald Trump defended his handling of the Helsinki summit, saying President Obama was a, quote, patsy for Russia, suggesting that he's been tougher on Russia than any president in recent history.
Look at all of the things that I've done. Nobody else did what I've done. Obama didn't do it.
During her weekly address, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi implored President Donald Trump to apologize to the American people for what she called disgraceful behavior following his meeting with Putin.
President Trump's actions have degraded the dignity of the office of the president.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he judges the administration by what they do, not by what the president says.
The fact that they're willing to change course and listen to people is a good thing, not a bad thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
What exactly did Presidents Trump and Putin talk about during the 2 hours they had alone in Helsinki? National Intelligence Director Dan Coats at the Aspen Security Forum says the world is still waiting to find out.
He had asked me how that ought to be conducted. I would have suggested a different way. But that's not my role. That's not my job. So it is what it is.
Andrea Mitchell with MSNBC broke the news to Coats that plans are in the works now to have Putin visit President Trump in Washington this fall.
Say that again. Did I hear you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
Democratic Senator Chris Coons says Congress should know the specifics of what took place during that private meeting in Helsinki, saying lawmakers should have access to the interpreter's notes.
Congress and the American people deserve to know what promises or concessions may have been made to President Putin.
That resolution was blocked but may return to the floor. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump has signed an executive order forming the National Council for the American Worker. It's made up of government leaders who are charged with working with business leaders to create new workplace development programs. At the signing ceremony, the president's daughter and senior advisor, Ivanka Trump, said she'll be involved in that effort.
We're calling upon government and the private sector to equip our students and workers with the skills they need to thrive in the modern economy.
Trump secured pledges from 23 corporate chiefs and trade association leaders to provide apprenticeships or retraining for more than 3.8 million students and workers over the next 5 years. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson in Flint, Michigan, awarded the city HUD's Choice Neighborhood Grant. The multi-million-dollar grant will in part replace a public housing complex and help relocate current residents to another part of the city.
Flint has big ideals and plenty of hope and is an excellent choice to be a recipient of a $30 million grant, which will leverage an additional $271 million.
Choice Neighborhood grants leverage public and private investments to help local development organizations revitalize struggling neighborhoods. The real-life U.S. Army DJ, portrayed by the late Robin Williams, has passed away.
Good morning, Vietnam!
That from the 1987 film Good Morning Vietnam, based on Adrian Cronauer's time in Vietnam. In later years, he was a lawyer specializing in broadcast law, and he also handled prisoner of war issues for the Pentagon. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.